We care more about Scottsville Road than Wall Street. Owned by an actual mom and an actual pop. WCHV AM and FM, Charlottesville, a Monticello Media Group station.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Virginia delegate Nick Freitas was on WCHV radio in the wake of gun violence forums in the city of Charlottesville, talking about what the General Assembly should be doing.
Some of the same people that will rail against the government or the police and talk about what a systematically racist and institutionally racist society we live in, and how our government from the very foundations was, you know horribly racist and institutionally racist. And I said, okay, if we're going to assume that you believe that, well, then why would you simultaneously believe that they're the only ones that own firearms and private citizens should not?
Albemarle County Public Schools tested above average in the 2022 Virginia Standards of Learning, but some demographics were below average.
For example, Black and Hispanic students' test scores were 10% below the state's average. ACPS has hired an auditor to help close the achievement gap.
On Thursday, the firm doing that audit, Bellwether, was at Woodbrook Elementary. Woodbrook is one of the county's most diverse schools with 16 languages spoken. It qualifies as a Title I school, meaning it has a high percentage of low-income families.
I knew coming in as a Title I school, there were some achievement gaps present, but certainly what we've seen since the pandemic is that has certainly widened.
Bellwether will present their findings to the school division in June, and the school division says they hope to start implementing them by the fall.
Buying a chocolate chunk cookie today or anytime through April 1st will help a young family whose 9-year-old son is being treated for brain cancer after 2 surgeries at the University of Virginia. You can buy the cookies at either Chick-fil-A at Barracks Road or Pan Tops, and they'll be donating a portion of every cookie sold to Weston's family. The Albemarle County Police Department has released footage from a Belvedere security cam showing would-be car thieves coming up to a car in the owner's driveway and trying to see if the door is unlocked. The police department reminds everyone to not leave your keys in your vehicle, to make sure all windows and doors are locked. They also say do not leave valuables in your vehicle, especially if they can be seen from outside.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast is next on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Charlottesville. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast has a line of showers passing through this morning with some sunshine coming out throughout the afternoon. A second line of rain moves through right around dinner time before skies clear up for the end of the weekend. Highs today are in the lower 70s. We'll climb into the middle 70s on Sunday, approaching 70 on Monday. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist AJ Willey on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.